The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen, July 27, Police Headquarters, 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported being the victim of extortion after sending an intimate image online to an unknown email account. The unknown suspect threatened to send the image to complainant's followers if they did not send $300. Complainant obliged, then the extortionist demanded an additional $300 in various gift cards. Police were contacted and advised the complainant to block the account and encouraged them to report the activity to Snapchat. Query of extortionist's email address yielded negative results. July 29, Police Headquarters, 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported an unknown suspect withdrew $3,000 from their mother's bank account, after the complainant received an email from Norton requesting to renew a subscription. Complainant advised they did not have a current Norton subscription and discovered her mother's bank account had been fraudulently accessed. Complainant reported the activity to their bank, and their accounts were locked. After the accounts were unlocked by the bank, and complainant was reassured no changes were required, additional funds were then withdrawn from the account. Complainant will attend bank to obtain more information. July 30, Police Headquarters, 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported being a victim of a scam after investing $660 into cryptocurrency, then having their computer virtually taken over. Complainant received an email ad for crypto investments through NDAX and allowed the unknown suspect to remotely access their phone and computer through AnyDesk, where $330 was transferred out of their MasterCard account into a crypto platform called CoinSmart. Complainant received an additional email request to transfer another $330, before realizing they were a victim of a scam. Complainant contacted their bank, who refunded $330, and advised they would not refund additional $330 for the e-transfer. Police advised to remove AnyDesk, change email password, notify their bank, and contact Equifax and TransUnion. July 30, 5000 Block Canoe Passway. Complainant reported the theft of unpaid items from a local business. Unknown male suspect was observed transferring items from a blue basket into a backpack. Suspect was identified and detained by police. Six assorted packages of meat and a package of watermelon were discovered in the backpack. Suspect was arrested and charges of one count of theft under $5,000 recommended. Ladner, July 24, Police Headquarters, 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported being the victim of fraud after discovering an unknown suspect had opened a MasterCard in their name and charged $1,800 to the account. Complainant's mortgage broker discovered the fraud after a credit score check revealed the credit card was sent to collections under the complainant's name. Complainant canceled the credit card and has been in contact with Equifax. July 26, 6700 Block Ladner Trunk Road. Complainant filed a report that an Amazon package was stolen from their residence, after being left at their door. The package contained a laptop, massager, and memory storage valued at $1,500. No witnesses or surveillance video available. July 26, Arthur Drive, 34 B Street. Complainant reported theft of catalytic converter from their vehicle while parked on the street. Complainant advised that their vehicle had been transported to a mechanic shop for repairs and will forward photos to police. Canvas for video to determine time frame. July 28, 8500 Block River Road. Complainant reported theft of catalytic converter from their vehicle while parked at a trucking lot. CCTV on lot did not capture the incident. No access or other damage to vehicle. July 30, 6000 Block Dees Island Road. Complainant reported theft of license plate from their vehicle while parked in lot at a local park. Complainant advised they could not be certain when license plate was stolen and was possibly last seen a week prior on the vehicle. Police advised to take the other license plate to ICBC and request new plates for vehicle. License plate added to police database as stolen.